KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, sunny skies, 55 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for continued sunny skies here today with a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In local news, the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that 18-year-old Michael W. Armstrong of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Armstrong was being held in the Cass County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And Iowans who've always wanted to become farmers but weren't sure how to make the leap can now take the course on the Dreaming to Farm. It's a 14-week class being offered for the first time this summer at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Matt Mancuso is the college's sustainability coordinator. He says the course will appeal to entrepreneurs who are interested in food security, healthy eating, and local food. Mancuso said six of the sessions will focus on developing a comprehensive business plan.
A lot of people are going to be coming in with ideas of what they want to do, and they are totally going to be changed by, you know, the funding and how much you're going to be making. So it's going to be kind of a learning experience for them, and people might be coming in with ideas already that will be totally transferred to something else by the end of the class.
The Dream to Farm course will cover the basics of farming techniques, soils, animal husbandry, irrigation, pest and disease management. Mancuso said the course is not designed for someone who wants to start farming 150 acres of corn or soybeans, but rather someone who wants to take their passion for gardening to the next level.
This is going to be someone who's a local farmer, who's going to be providing for the local farmers markets, local restaurants, local food outlets, grocery stores, and so forth in their local areas.
It'll target the small niche farmer who can devote a half acre or perhaps 2 or 3 acres to something like raising carrots, cabbage, or chickens. In addition to classroom work, there will be hands-on labs, field trips, and relationship building with mentors. Mancuso said they may be small-scale farmers, but the eventual fruits of the labor will be much larger.
This provides a huge local economic impact, both in urban areas and in rural areas, by developing these farmers. A lot of times these farmers use local products. The money gets transferred through the local economy over and over with these local farmers.
Thanks to a grant from the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University, the course will only cost $39. It begins May 30th and runs through August 29th. A second class will be offered in the fall. Mancuso hopes to perfect the curriculum and offer it to other community colleges across Iowa. The Iowa Corn Growers Association is hoping to ride the popularity of racing to more sales of gas that's mixed with 85% ethanol. Association CEO Craig Floss said they'll heavily promote the new link with E85 and IndyCar drivers.
Indy had actually been using 100% fuel-grade ethanol until this year, and what they've moved to now is an E85, the same thing that we right here in Iowa can buy at a flex fuel pump, and they've done this to be able to relate directly to the consumer. So a consumer can watch an IndyCar driver use E85 around the speedway and then leave that track and go right out to an E85 pump and fill up themselves in a flex fuel vehicle.
Law said racing fans are very loyal, and they're hoping that carries over to the fuel that comes from Iowa corn.
There's tremendous loyalty in the race fan base for each of these various racing leagues, whether it's Indy, whether it's NASCAR, and they really want to do what those race car drivers are doing. So the consumer relevance between the Indy driver using E85 and then promoting flex fuel technology and E85 out there for consumers is a great tie-in for us as corn growers.
They're hoping the drivers will reach people outside of Iowa and the Corn Belt to tell them about E85.
They're really talking it up wherever they go. So, for example, the week before the Iowa Corn Indy 250 is the Texas race, and we're going to be on there with messages about corn ethanol during the Texas Indy race, and so that's a place for us to be able to get our message out.
He says the E85 switch in Indy racing comes at a time when more and more regular drivers are getting behind the wheel of of vehicles that can use the blended fuel.
Yeah. Of the new vehicles produced, well over 50% of them are E85 compatible. And so we've got a lot of cars out there on the road today that are able to use any mixture between E0 all the way up to an E85, and that's why they call them flex fuel. Also here in Iowa, we're seeing a lot more of the blender pumps, the flex fuel pumps, that might have a range of E85 or rather ethanol inclusion. So you can have an E15, maybe an E30, an E50, or even an E85.
He says E85 is a renewable fuel that has benefited from the recent swings in gas prices.
You know, we've been really fortunate because E85 has stayed well below the E10 price, which is great for consumers. So there's been somewhere between as much as a 50-60 cent spread between those. So we have been able to continue to drive E85 sales even greater because of that volatility at the upper end for E10.
NASCAR racers use a 15% blend of ethanol in their fuel. Ploss said Iowa is moving forward with plans to offer E15 after getting regulatory approval. He says E15 could be possibly available by late summer. Authorities have identified a man who died after he was pinned under a tractor that went into a river near Kingsley in northwest Iowa. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office said 48-year-old David Klingensmith of Pearson died Tuesday night. Divers recovered his body from the west fork of the Little Sioux River. Authorities say Klingensmith was driving the tractor on a highway and swerved to avoid a collision with a pickup truck parked near the bridge. The tractor went down an embankment and rolled into the river. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. Elsewhere in state news, the 2012 Iowa legislative session is history. The House and Senate approved the final piece of a state budget plan Wednesday afternoon, tabling a fight over abortion policy that proved too difficult to resolve. Legislators walked away without striking a deal on property tax reform. Senator Brad Zahn, a Republican from Urbandale, isn't thrilled with the way the legislature operates.
It just seems to me that it's frustrating. Every year we come down here, at least the last 8 years that I've been here, we try to cram through all this legislation that we benefit in the last minute and all these compromises that are made.
Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs says it always takes a while for the legislature to complete its work.
It's very easy for one person to make up their mind. It's kind of a challenge for 150 people to reach consensus, especially when one chamber is controlled by one party and one chamber is controlled by the other party. We certainly think we're right, they're wrong. They certainly think they're right, we're wrong.
House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, suggested the failure to pass a property tax deal is not the fault of House Republicans.
All Iowans deserve to see tax relief. It helps Iowa's economy and puts people back to work. House Republicans will not be deterred or distracted from this goal. We will be back next year continuing our fight for the hardworking taxpayers of Iowa.
Republican Governor Terry Branstad was even more explicit, suggesting in a written statement that the 2012 session would be remembered as much for its failures as its successes. Legislators passed a state budget that's about 3% larger than the current year's. Representative Tyler Olson, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, faults Republicans for refusing to set the level of general state support for public schools for the academic year that begins this fall.
It helps them ensure continuity of staff and gives them really the certainty that they need in order to make sure our kids get the best education possible.
Representative Nick Wagner, a Republican from Marion, counters that he and his fellow Republicans had to make up for the 10% across-the-board cut Democratic Governor Chet Culver ordered in 2009.
In the last 2 years, the legislature has appropriated approximately $225 million more state dollars in the K-12 education. That is one of, if not the highest, two-year increase in K-12 education in the history of Iowa.
The 2012 Iowa legislative session is history, with hundreds of new laws either in place or already or are soon to be. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson gives us a summary.
If you're an Iowan who rides a snowmobile, you'll pay a new fee to help upgrade snowmobile trails in the state. If you are a farmer, a new law gives prosecutors another way to charge farm critics with a crime if they take pictures of your farm operation. If you live in a city that's been hit by flooding, your community may qualify for up to $15 million in state money to help finance projects to prevent future flooding. If you buy a prepaid cell phone, you'll pay a new 33 cents per month fee for emergency 911 service. And if you have trouble getting a city or county official to give you a public document, a new state agency will open on July 1st to take complaints about violations of the state's open meetings and open records law. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And if you run a car wash, you'll no longer be required to calculate and charge the state sales tax on each individual component used in the process, like water, soap, and the wax. Taking a look at our world headlines of this hour, President Obama says he already has decided to publicly state his position on same-sex marriage before Vice President Joe Biden endorsed it. Obama told ABC that he wasn't worried about being upstaged by his vice president. Education Secretary Arne Duncan endorsed gay marriage on Monday, 2 days before Obama did so. The number of people applying for U.S. unemployment benefits ticked down last week after dropping sharply in the previous week. Evidence, they say, that hiring could pick up this month. The Labor Department says weekly applications dropped 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 367,000. The previous week's figures were revised up slightly. Overseas, Syria's Interior Ministry says the death toll from two explosions in Damascus has risen to at least 55. This morning's blasts are the deadliest attack in the capital since the uprising against President Bashar Assad began 14 months ago. Russia's Secret Service says it's foiled plans for a terror attack at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Russian anti-terror officials say agents discovered caches of ammunition, portable surface-to-air missiles, grenade launchers, flamethrowers, rifles, and explosives in Georgia's breakaway Republic of Abkhazia. And Russia's president is pulling out of a planned visit to the U.S. for a key global summit and a meeting with President Barack Obama this month. Vladimir Putin's return to power this week has been marred by violence and rallies by protesters. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Berdella Meyer, age 90, of Manila, died Sunday at the Manila Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Berdella Meyer will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Ava Pauline Scott, age 88, of Waukee and formerly of Dexter, died Tuesday at the Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. Celebration of life service for Ava Scott will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Dexter United Methodist Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Sherry Zeitlow, age 68, of Urbandale and formerly of the Avondale area, died May the 2nd in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Sherry Zeitlow will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church on Beaver Avenue in Des Moines. There will also be a celebration of life service for Sherry Zeitlow Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Barbara Fries, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Funeral services for Barbara Fries will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.